We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's NFL Draft Day. Costa Jansen with Heather. Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. We got brand new expensive deals for Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And John, I love the timing. Ahead of the draft, look what we built. Homegrown guys. We're going to talk about it. But I want to ask you about last night first.
Oh, man. Last night was a great night.
I'm
wearing the Jelly Roll hoodie.
Yep.
We went down last night. We had a station event at Hockey Town. And then most of us then walked over to the Fillmore, which I hadn't been in years. Mm-hmm. And Jelly Roll had a concert, and it was epic. It was such a good time. I love listening to his music because he hits a lot of different genres. I know everybody calls him a country singer, but he, you see him, you're like, that's not a country singer. He doesn't fit the mold. They broke the mold with him, but he hit everything. When he opened up, he had some Eminem. He had DMX, Eazy-E. He was hitting all the hits. He can work a crowd like no one else. And then he talked about Tim Roberts and how important he was from obviously mm-hmm. Odyssey stations here into starting his career, dedicated one of his hits to him, sang it. The place was going bonkers. And it's only 2,500 people in there. So it's one of those smaller venues, quaint venue. And it just was, it was so much fun. And for me, it was the first time I had been out with my wife since we went to the Rams Lions game. And we kind of looked at each other. We got down there. We're like, yeah, well, I think the last time we went out, we came downtown. And so it was just a fun evening in Detroit. I was down in Detroit yesterday afternoon. TJ and I were, recording a podcast down there. The place is buzzing. It is unbelievable what's going on there. And now there's even more, road closures, Woodward's closed, so you can walk around. All of the shops were putting up things in front of their own stores and the streets. It's literally gonna, if you haven't been down to Detroit, you got to get down there because it looks like a completely different city because everything is closed off and built up in the streets. And obviously everything that the NFL has done with the stage, it looks so cool.
I saw some photos of stuff inside the event. There's a Dan Campbell fortune teller if you go this weekend. Yeah. I'm serious. They've thought of everything. There's a mural of helmets and all kinds of NFL memorabilia. I saw someone point out even the city of Detroit has nicer street signs. Like they redid some of the street signs. And the point was made, we have company coming. We got to put the good china out. We're putting our best foot forward for people to come out and see the city of Detroit.
Well, but the thing about it is when an event like this comes to town, that's what you want to do.
Oh, I'm not shaming anybody.
You want to put out the fine china. You want to do all of those things. And then those don't go away. Like they stay. And then we get to enjoy all of the new fresh things that this event brought to town. And then it breeds another event. And then you get it's all stepped up as you go.
It's a long week. You've been out most of these nights.
Yeah.
Tonight is my turn. I'll be out live with Valeni and Stoney and Doug Karsh. The four of us are going to be on live during the draft. 8 until midnight, pick by pick, mm-hmm. building until the Lions. Heather's like, what are you doing
it's
midnight?
It's a late night. Midnight and then a quick turnaround?
Yep, I'll be here tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. I know. And so here's the other thing. I got another event down there tonight, and I was kind of on the fence, like a lot of people are, about do I really want to go down and handle the crowds? And as soon as my event is over, I'm coming over to the – I want to be able to see the NFL stage. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be at B-Dubs along with you guys because it is – there's great energy downtown right now. There's great energy. Don't miss out on seeing this. It is so much fun. And I'm not one that really enjoys being around the crowd, but it's so much fun.
Well, it's unique. This is once in a lifetime. It's in your city. Yeah. It's in our backyard. It's a chance to showcase Detroit.
Yep.
Sewell and St. Brown, the details on the deals. These broke yesterday when we were off the air. First time to talk about them. St. Brown, 4 years, $120 million, $77 million guaranteed. Quick math, that's 30 per year on average. It's the highest paid receiver in the NFL, at least for now. Sewell, 4 years, $112 million, $85 million guaranteed. That's on top of the 2 years he already has, rookie deal and fifth-year option. Makes him the highest paid tackle in football. And John, still feels like a discount because these are going to age gracefully. They're going to age like wine because Jefferson's going to get paid, because Jamar Chase is going to get paid. All of a sudden you're going, well, hold on, we got an all-pro in St. Brown. We're very happy with the term, right? Not only the player, but the terms of the deal. And I think Sewell the same way. Your reaction to these deals, rewarding the homegrown guys on the eve of the draft.
We all know the cap is going to continue to go up. That's not the NFL has not stopped printing money. It's going to continue to go up. And when you get a deal done, this is, and we'll talk about Goff in a minute, but this is why I wanted a deal for Goff last year, last offseason. I know there was reservations, and you could be on both sides of that, but if you did it then, you'd be saving money now. It's the same thing with Amon-Ra St. Brown, but especially Penei Sewell. You do that deal now, because next year you're going to be competing with whoever did sign a contract like this and then have to up it, because the best tackle in the NFL is Penei Sewell. And now all of a sudden you do this in essence 2 years ahead of when he would even be either considered for franchise tag or free agency, and you've got him locked up for 4 years past that at this rate. That works for the player because they want to get paid. They don't want to be on that rookie deal any longer than they have to be.
The difference with Goff, these guys are all pros. These guys are still on their rookie deals with their best days, their prime years ahead of them. Goff, at least I understood the perspective of, we want to see it. We want a little more certainty. The other storyline from yesterday is there is no deal imminent with Jared Goff.
Right. But right now, talking about these two deals, you look at it and you're like, wow, highest paid receiver, highest paid offensive lineman.
Rightfully so. They're both all pros.
Right. And you're looking at it going, they did these deals. They're player friendly. They're in essence team friendly, because the player doesn't have to sit there and say, I'm giving the discount now. Mm-mm. But in another 2 years, when the full terms of this contract kicks in for Penei Sewell, it's a large discount. Well, discount.
That's what I keep saying, is I think despite the fact he's the highest paid tackle, it still feels like a discount because of what it could have been a couple years from now. He is going to still be shy of 30 when this deal's done. There are six more years of Penei Sewell in the city of Detroit. That's worth celebrating.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, chip on his shoulder. You know what these two players have in common? I love that they were extended on the same day. I love that it was right before the draft. In addition to being Brad Holmes guys, they're Detroit guys. These are attitude guys. These are heart and soul, heartbeat of the team guys. These are culture guys. In addition to being amazing football players, right? All pros, best of the best of the best. They're also great people to build around. So, yeah, you prioritize them. You make sure they're taken care of. You make sure you have essentially 5 and 6 year commitments, the extensions on top of the current deals. And you go, that's what you do to your pillars, your cornerstones. You pay them and you take care of them. Anybody going, oh boy, Detroit's going to run out of cap space. What's the point of having cap space if you're not going to pay your best players? If you're not going to pay your leaders and your culture guys? What's the point?
And it's when you're able to do deals like this at a 2024 rate, then all of a sudden, again, when it kicks in 2026 for Penei Sewell, well, who else is going to be up at that time? You're going to be talking about Aiden Hutchinson and Sam Laporta and all of these other players that if they can keep this process going and they can stagger the paydays, and we've already seen it in the terms of, you know, Penei's contract along with Amon-Ra's contract, that this is how, and you only are able to do a lot of these deals like this when you've built up trust amongst the players that you have drafted. Hey, you play hard, we're going to reward you. You're a fourth round pick, you play hard, we're going to reward you. And the player and the agent says, okay, well, let's all work together to make sure that we can make this and extend this as long as possible. So you have a staircase, stair step sort of deal where Penei is going to make a lot 1 year, and it's all tied up in guarantees. So it's not like they're not going to see the money. But then that same year, Amon-Ra's little bit lower.
Yeah, I have it right in front of me for people like the staircase. What does this mean? I'll give you real numbers, but it shows these deals were done in tandem. They were done intentionally. Later in the deal, of course, you can restructure and move money. Right. But in the meat of the deal, 2026, the first year that it kicks in for Penei Sewell, it's $28 million. For St. Brown, it's $33. The following year, they flip-flop.
Right.
27, they flip-flop. Now, they're all going to get their money. But the point is, the burden on the Lions year to year, this was done strategically. Guys, we got someone in charge who knows what they're doing. This was done with thought.
The competency. And we lacked it for so long. And now that we have an ultra-competent GM, you're looking at it. And this is in conjunction with what they did in free agency and the theory of draft, develop, pay your own players, complement them through free agency, but not break the bank in free agency, and then continue to draft well. Like, to me, this is a sustainable model that you could continue to pay your own players and you continue to put out a great team.
Sewell's cap hit this year, 8. Next year, 9. So before the deals even kick in, they're ahead on this. They're ahead of the rest of the league on this. They're the highest paid players today because they deserve it today, but they're not going to be the highest paid players in 2 years when the deals officially kick in.
They probably won't be highest paid players by the time the season starts.
Summer's going. Hey, yep. Jefferson, get ready to get paid. 248-539-9797. Your reactions to a couple guys getting taken care of by Brad Holmes. The golf thing will come up today. Dan Campbell, we'll hear from him on the draft. That's coming up at 6:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to sit down with you, ask you questions, and get to know you. That way they can build a financial plan that fits your specific situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. It's where they live. It's where they work. It's where they're from. And they volunteer and donate to local causes on a regular basis to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dan Miller, Amon-Ra St. Brown, highest paid receiver in football, and rightfully so. When they needed to win their first playoff game in 30 years, who did they throw the ball to? Amon-Ra St. Brown to ice the game. Mm-hmm. Who did they throw the ball to all year long? Top three in catches, in yards after the catch, in yards, in touchdowns, in plays of more than 20 yards, and that's not even counting all the little stuff in the run game. Digging out players at the second level, stalk blocking down the field. This is a guy with a chip on his shoulder, an attitude that fits this team, this culture, this city. Hell yeah, he's worth every single penny. And if you're going, Jim, well, why is he the highest paid player if he's not the best receiver? Wait a couple weeks. Justin Jefferson will get paid. Wait a couple weeks. Ja'Marr Chase, I know they picked up his fifth year. They got to work out a long-term deal in Cincinnati. This deal is fitting. And it's going to age well. And the Detroit Lions locked up one cornerstone piece and then followed it up later in the day. Penei Sewell married the two together. Heartbeat attitude. Locked the gates. Breaking the team down. Penei Sewell's locked up for 6 years. You wake up this morning, you know you got the best tackle in football for 6 years. John, a ticket texter asks a question that I think you are uniquely equipped to answer.
Yeah.
Does this mean he's moving to left tackle long term?
Absolutely. There's no question. Taylor Decker's in the last year of his contract. And, I mean, what is he? He's going into year 9. Taylor Decker's probably only going to play a couple more years. And I know he said he's wanted to play his entire career in one spot. Well, there's a lot of players. I wanted to finish my career in Washington, even though I always wanted to play in Detroit. But at some point, it's not in the cards. And you learn the business side of it at some point in your career, some players, it takes a little bit longer. And at some point, hey, thanks for your services. You can still play. You just can't play here.
So how does this work? I mean, this year, Decker will be the left tackle, still under contract. Sewell likely stays on the right side. But after that, it's a question of, does Decker get extended? Does he shift to right tackle? You've talked about, does he maybe get moved inside? The guards are on shorter-term deals.
Yeah.
Do they draft a tackle? That's what the ticket texture says. Do they maybe even draft a right tackle tonight or a tweener that can kick out and play right tackle down the line?
Well, and that goes to something that we've talked about all draft season is, are they going to address the interior of the offensive line? Are they going to draft a tackle? Are they going to draft a guy that can swing around? And, you know, yeah, I think that's on the table, and it may be even more highlighted now. And it goes to the conversations that they're having with Taylor Decker. Now, here's one thing that I know to be absolutely true about Dan Campbell. To me, he's very much like Marty Schottenheimer. In when I talked to Marty and other players talked to Marty, he was brutally honest with us. And players love that. That's all they're looking for, is to have a bit of honesty in, yes, we want you here, or no, you can play in the league. I'm going to let you play as much as I can in the preseason, but we're not going to keep you. All right? I'll showcase you. I'll talk to other coaches. That's the brutal honesty that you want from a coach. And I guarantee you, Dan Campbell, if that's the plan, which I believe it probably is, they've sat down with Taylor Decker and said, we would love to have you here. We love the leadership you provide. We love all of these intangibles, but you're no longer the left tackle that we want to have. We want to move Penei Sewell. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to have to work on how much we're paying you, but we're also going to have to work on your position. Can you play guard? Is that something that in the back of your mind you can start thinking about and wrapping your mind around and start working on some of those concepts and techniques? And so that when that time happens, we move Penei over, you could be the left guard. Like, that is a legitimate conversation. Moving all the way over to right tackle at this point in his career, it's not going to happen.
Texture says, signing Amon-Ra and Penei proves that everyone needs to sit back and let Brad cook this weekend. There is a little bit of like a flexing for Brad Holmes, right? Drafts in Detroit. Look at my first draft. Look how great my all pros are. And we paid him. Look at how, and I have no issue with it. He should strut. He should walk around with a little extra in his step.
It's a flex to the fans. It's a flex to agents and those that are going to be walking across the stage. How many of those players that are walking across the stage are looking at it going, wow, I'd really like to play for Detroit. Look at what they're doing for the guys they draft.
There's a couple texts on Goff. We'll get to that at 6:50. 6:35, Dan Campbell, some quotes with the draft today. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, three teens who injured an officer on Monday at Lincoln High School in Warren are now facing several serious charges. The officer was hospitalized for a serious injury after she was assaulted while she was at the school trying to break up a fight that was going on. Now, a 17-year-old East Point girl was arraigned on Tuesday on charges of assaulting an officer and causing injury. That's a four-year felony. Two counts of assaulting a police officer, each two-year felonies, a count of malicious destruction of property, and a count of disturbing the peace. Those are both misdemeanors. Then the other teens, they're both 18 years old. They receive charges that include assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, assaulting a police officer, and resisting arrest, among other charges as well. All very serious charges. Mm-hmm. We did discuss this situation just... It sounds like the two 18-year-olds were there specifically for a fight. They wanted to fight with somebody who was on a bus. Well, it didn't take place on the bus. It took place right there at the school. And while this officer was trying to get in the middle of it, you know, break up the fight, somebody came up and smacked the 17-year-old, something over her head. So she had a serious head injury. Yeah, absolutely awful. A Walled Lake garage contractor was just sentenced this week to serve up to 20 years in prison for scamming his customers. So this guy was charged back in April of 2021 for scamming homeowners with the promise that he would eventually build garages for them. So he would receive payments, you know, big payments, thousands of dollars from contracted customers. And then he would just keep making excuses for either failing to get started on the garage or completing any of the work. He would then, you know, just completely stop returning messages and text messages and phone calls. And then these poor people couldn't even get a hold of this guy. Well, he was convicted of false pretenses and conducting a criminal enterprise. And on Tuesday, he was sentenced to between 40 and 240 months behind bars. Can't play people like that.
No.
Can't take their money and run, right? Some good news. We should expect warmer than normal weather in May through July in Metro Detroit. The National Weather Service predicts that for May, June, July in Michigan, it shows a 50 to 60% chance that temperatures will be higher than average with equal chances of above or below normal rainfall. So, woohoo. I don't know. I mean,
so hot and rainy, muggy?
But
no,
or below.
Normal rainfall,
so sunny.
Yeah.
Equal of above or
the
we
phrasing's
can get some
weird.
Rain just, and it might be a little warmer, right?
Like, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't know. It sounds good, but let's wait and see, right? Like, let it play out.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's talk about the draft weather, right? Because so many people are headed downtown this weekend. Each day, temperatures are going to warm up slightly. As for rain, it should dry out today with a slight chance of rain again Friday night. There could be some showers on Saturday, but it also might turn out to just be cloudy and windy. So, like, exactly. Sunday, there's a chance of rain, but it will likely remain north of Detroit.
Okay.
But also, it could remain.
It could drop down and hit us, yes.
So
yes,
just be prepared for every type of weather. This is some great news. If you travel by plane, the Department of Transportation just announced that it's rolling out these new rules that will require airlines to automatically give cash refunds to passengers for canceled or significantly delayed flights. And
this
I know
is awesome.
We've all been there, right? Just the last flight I took was delayed basically forever. It was the worst flight I've ever, when we had Emily, who was like a baby, and it was awful. It was so awful. So if your flight is delayed more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights, you'll receive a refund. This includes tickets that were purchased directly from the airline or from travel agents or from like Travelocity or Expedia or those types of sites. Now, you're only going to get the refund, though.
If it's delayed and you don't get on.
Yes, if you do not accept alternative transportation or travel credit. So let's say, hey, it's delayed for 6 hours, but we can get you on this next flight.
Yeah.
If you take that next flight,
you don't get
you're
the
not going to get your refund.
So this is a big win, though. I mean,
oh, it's a huge win.
But
if
it
it's
is.
Because there's so many flights that are canceled.
The canceled flights, big win. It is. Like, there's... You just have to be in the right situation where it's going to, when you're going to say this is a big win. Also, they're going to be required to give you cash refunds if your bags are lost. Big win, right?
Yeah.
And or not delivered within 12 hours.
Oh, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Well, clock is ticking.
And refunds are going to have to be issued within 7 days. This is going to go into effect. They have 6 months to comply with this. So very soon.
It's Heather with the news.
You're welcome.
Dan Campbell, how many guys have first round grades? How many quality players are in this draft? Normally a guy won't tell you how many, but Dan Campbell, he told us. We'll give you that coming up next. Some of the best of Dan Campbell, what he told us on the heels of the draft. We'll talk Jared Goff at 6:50. Why didn't he get extended yesterday? Two Grand Slam, 7:25. It's all coming up, 97.1. We had Dan Campbell on yesterday, later in the show. Some of you may not have been up. You might not have heard from the head coach. Three, four things stood out. Talked about what the draft means for the city of Detroit. Mentioned how many guys they view as that top tier in this year's draft. Talked about the overall balance, offense versus defense, and the message to fans about whether or not they would trade back and how you could feel about it. We're going to go through it, and then we're going to get to Jared Goff. In addition to the Penei Sewell deal, and the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal, there was not a Jared Goff deal. And there was some reporting as to why not. We will read into that. But let's start with Dan Campbell and what the draft means in the city of Detroit.
Certainly. I think the city of Detroit, the Lions themselves, have earned this.
When he says we've earned this, and he says, we're the host city, remember that. let's act like adults. Let's have a good time. Let's not have anything bad happen.
Sure.
I think that's kind of implied in there, too. Like, let's be good hosts. We are the host city. Let's make this what we're about.
Right.
Which is doing it the right way.
We're doing it the right way, but he also realizes this is a home game.
Yep.
The home game. We talked about that when Caleb Williams walks across the stage, holds up that number one Bears jersey. Let him know. We've earned this. We are the kings of the North. Good luck chasing us.
He talked about how many players are in that top tier. I was surprised he put a number on it, but it does maybe open up the possibility. How high would they need to trade up to get one of those guys? So let's go 15, give or take. And you figure maybe a quarterback or two pushes it so it ends up being 17, 18. But to get one of the upper echelon of this draft, you probably got to be in the top 17 or 18 picks.
Yeah, because there's going to be a few guys that are taken that aren't in the 15 that the Lions have identified. Somebody's going to do something stupid. Somebody's identified more than 15. They've included some extra guys. So that's going to happen. But I also think he hedged his bet a little bit by saying right after the 15 comment, there's a good little run of starters that are in there as well. So first round talent, about 15. A run of starters in the first round, a little bit more. So
how many is a little bit?
Well,
Four or five?
That's where,
yeah, I know.
So that's where you go from, do I need to go at Tyrion Arnold? I'm guessing he is one of those 15. And do you have to get up to a 16 or a 17? And then you could say, well, clearly he was the best available on Brad Holmes's board and it fits a need. Here's what we got to do to go up and get him. Or, and it depends where you have these guys ranked. A Cooper DeJean, I think he is, in most people's minds, not Tyrion Arnold, and is in that still a top-level corner, but maybe available. That
do you
line
think,
of starters that he's
say,
talking
is
about.
Is he in that, like,
Yeah. Line of starters. So what do you, I mean, do you go up to 21, 22?
Well, that's what I think is so interesting. You're picking 29, at least as of right now.
Right.
If you think there's 15 plus another 4 or 5.
A good little run of starters.
Good little run.
And let's say 20.
Sure, let's say 20, and let's factor in someone's going to take a player that you don't think is one of those. So there is, but it's not going to be 29. So if you want to go get one of those dudes, you got to trade up. It's just an interesting perspective. The chances of one of the 15 being there at 29, probably pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, Brad Holmes got Brian Branch in the second round and felt like he was one of the 14 or 15 best players. So it can happen.
Right.
But it was just an interesting way to kind of label this year's crop. He also talked about offense versus defense, and I think this one's kind of obvious. I think that also displays a little bit of urgency to, hey, you can't wait around necessarily for your guys. They'll all get gobbled up before you pick. Is that another kind of nudge to, if we can get a deal done, we want to trade up?
Yeah, I mean, that. But we've seen Brad Holmes do both. Mm-hmm. We've seen him trade back to get his guy at 12 with Jahmyr Gibbs. We've seen him trade up to get his guy, ironically, at 12 with Jamison Williams. And then throughout the rest of the draft, he's been very active in moving up, moving back to try and get the guys that he feels that he can get at the right time of the draft.
They've also talked about trading back. And in fairness, they're asked about it. Right. I mean, Brad Holmes has been asked about it by us and by the media at the podium. Dan Campbell, we did ask, well, what about the other side of the coin? What if you guys do trade back? So in conclusion, they might trade up. They might trade back.
They might stay.
They might stay. There's some good players, mostly offense. We appreciate, obviously, the time with Dan Campbell and any perspective that we're going to glean from it. Of course, they're not going to walk out and, here's the guy we're taking. You got to read into what we can read into. Some ticket texts coming in, 248-539-9797. It's great for the economy. Needs to be a drop. No, we're not going to do that to Dan.
Yeah.
Another one says, I told you guys yesterday, Kool-Aid, number one, Alabama corner. He comes to Detroit. My guess is they trade up to get him over someone like Arnold or DeJean, Dan in a car.
Most people have Kool-Aid as the fourth, even fifth corner in this draft. Now, who knows? Like, if you're grading these players, like I said, everybody's going to grade them differently. each defense is going to assign a different value to every player. And it happens at every position. So for the Lions, they're looking at it going, we need a man cover guy. All right, Terrion Arnold, that's the guy. Next guy is probably Kool-Aid McKinstry. So he may be higher on the Lions board than pick any other team, say the Bears board or the Bengals board. That's the uniqueness of evaluating these players, getting the area scouts that Dan talked about. Hey, if we don't get it from the area scout, then they're completely gone. Anyway, yep, we trust those guys.
New Lions fan chant, pay Jared Goff, pay Jared Goff. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. No. Another one says, to quote a great movie scene, pay that man his money. We are going to talk about that. Sewell got paid. St. Brown got paid. Deal with Jared Goff, quote, not imminent. What? 97.1. The joy in his voice. Dan Miller on the call. Yeah. The moment we'll remember forever. And Jared Goff at the center of it. News yesterday, Penei Sewell, brand new shiny extension, highest paid tackle in football. Amon-Ra St. Brown, all pro receiver, now highest paid receiver in football. Pillars, cornerstones, taken care of. Jared Goff, the reporting yesterday from Adam Schefter, no deal is imminent. Despite the fact that St. Brown and Sewell have landed new deals, Lions and Goff have spoken about a new deal, but none is close at this time. Now, I get it. He's not an all-pro like those guys. But there are some hesitations or reservations from Brad Holmes. The limitations in his game. The fact that a quarterback salary is a bigger commitment than a receiver or a tackle. Maybe the voices in my head weren't crazy. I still think he gets paid. But John, clearly this is not the slam dunk that St. Brown and Sewell are.
No. But because it's going to be more complicated and it's going to be more money than both Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown. We can play the semantic game. It's not imminent. Like, it's not imminent in the next, before the draft starts. All right, it's not imminent before June 1 when we're going to see, you know, all the June 1 cuts actually happen. Like, it's going to happen. And I know everybody's going to lose their mind that we saw these two extensions and, oh, well, how do you pay, you know, Hutch and Laporta and all, you know, and if they hit on this year's draft as well and Branch and, you know, if Campbell ends up being a stud linebacker, like all of these different things will be a part of that conversation.
But those end up being first world problems. Like, how do we keep all 12 of our best players? It's like, well, I have to pay to dock my yacht. I mean, it's like a right. Rich person. You have a really good team. My butler needs a pay raise. Like,
right. So, but the fans and what we've been conditioned to think and act over the past, let's just say our lifetime, is we've been dealing with third world problems. And that is, hey, our Super Bowl's here today. It's the draft. Mm-hmm. You know, what player are we going to get in the top five? Oh, we're picking, you know, 9 this year. It was a better year last year. We're picking 9. Now we're picking 29. And we have a good team run by a competent, very competent general manager who can draft extremely well, has shown patience. He's not going to go for the bright, shiny object because he wants to build something that is sustainable. And we're going to hear from... we'll probably hear from the Lions side, you know, somebody that has not been authorized to speak on this, on the contract negotiations, but has leaked a source. Well, we're not close. And then we'll hear from Jared Goff's side. Well, we're in discussions, but we're far apart. And then one day we're going to wake up and here's a contract for Jared Goff.
So my read, I don't have any insight other than just trying to connect some dots. I think that story came out from Goff's camp. He's done a lot of PR about how he loves Detroit, wants to be in Detroit long-term, hopes to be here long-term. Two of his teammates get inked, and the natural question is, well, Goff's got to be next. I think his side, my just read of the room is, hey, just so you guys know, Lions haven't taken the Goff thing as seriously as the other side, as the St. Brown and Sewell deals. His camp wants that out there to apply some public pressure. Hey, come back to the table, meet us where we're at, take care of Goff the way you took care of the other guys. The conclusion I have is that they're not willing to do that today, that they have their line in the sand of what they think Jared Goff is worth, where they say, hey, listen, you do have some physical limitations. You're not a super athletic quarterback. You are more dependent on your offensive line than most guys are. You don't have a rocket of a right arm. We like you. We think you can win here. We want to pay you. As Dan Campbell said, you're good enough for Detroit. But we have our line in the sand that we're not going to budge. We're going to negotiate, not on emotion, but on business. And that's why a deal's not done yet. Now, I agree with you. Eventually, they will get a deal done because the tag would be the average of the top five position or top five players at his position. If you're going to tag him after this year, you're basically extending him anyway. I do think
and
there's
that's a hit all in 1 year.
All at once. And then if you're going to do it the very next year, it's 120% of that already really pricey deal. So that's not necessarily the way to go. I think they waited to get some certainty. I think they got it. I think they should pay him. But I still think they're holding the line. You're not an all-pro. We still need to make sure that this deal doesn't hurt our organization.
Or that's one way to think it. And there's nothing wrong with that train of thinking, line of thinking. Or I will say and offer up another scenario. Jared Goff got paid in LA, highest paid quarterback at the time, coming off on the heels of a Super Bowl. Now they lost, but he still got paid. This is also a guy that I think values his teammates. He's seen both the bright side of things. He's also seen the very dark side of things. You sign a contract, that is, you're the number one player at that position. Now all of a sudden the expectations go up, the chatter goes up, you're underperforming. You're either underperforming or overperforming your contract. Nobody is being paid exactly what they are due. And so you're looking at it, and I think Goff is looking at it going, you know what? I'm going to take the high road. Make sure that you take care of my guys first. And by my guys means my number one target, my number one protector.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you take care of me and take care of that offensive line. So I'm not a mobile quarterback. I don't want to be running around. I don't look good when I'm running around. And so you make sure that you take care of these guys first and then come back to me and let's talk about the contract. So it's not imminent because there's no urgency right now to get it done. The season doesn't start tomorrow. Training camp doesn't start tomorrow. There's plenty of time for this to happen before it does. And I know you had the numbers of when the contracts happened last year. There was a certain time when Jalen Hurts got his money.
April.
Justin Herbert got his money.
Summertime.
And then obviously Joe Burrow.
September, right before the start of the season.
So
I'm not trying to incite a panic this
morning. No. But there are going to be individuals that panic. Oh, my God. We're not going to have a quarterback. This is our guy that took us to the NFC Championship game. Just let's hit the pause button, and this will play out.
Okay. He's under contract next year regardless, but people are pointing out in the ticket text, Lions view Hendon Hooker as the future of this team. He's exponentially cheaper. This will be Goff's last year in Detroit.
Come on. The Lions don't even know what they have in Hendon Hooker. What did he get? 20 reps last year in practice that maybe were half speed, three-quarter speed when he was finally healthy? We don't know. They don't know because he hasn't played against NFL talent.
Texter says, a lot of people dismiss this notion, but the more the time goes by, I think they want to at least see what Hooker does through a training camp before they would give Goff a massive extension. John's going to have a massive aneurysm. There's going to be time to talk Goff and Sewell and St. Brown. It's also draft day. Tonight, we go through the first round. We've got a fact or fiction coming up after the update. 97.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.